taking a look first at your news for the hour. A tornado watch is currently in effect until 4 a.m. on Wednesday morning for the following counties of Michigan, including Allegan, Barron, Cass, Eaton, Hillsdale, Ionia, Kalamazoo, Lapeer, Macomb, Midland, Muskegon, Oceana, Saginaw, St. Clair, Van Buren, Barry, Branch, Clare, Genesee, Huron, Isabella, Kent, Lenawee, Mason, Monroe, Nuevo, Osceola, Sanilac, St. Joseph, Washtenaw, Bay, Calhoun, Clinton, Gratiot, Ingham, Jackson, Lake, Livingston, Macosta, Montcalm, Oakland, Ottawa, Shiawassee, Tuscola, and Wayne counties. Again, all of those counties just listed are currently under a tornado watch until 4 a.m. And another news for today. The Lake Township Board of Trustees will be meeting at 5 p.m. on Thursday, April the 16th at the Township Hall. Placing a ballot issue before voters takes a lot of research, a review of the needs for that issue, and careful drafting of the wording for the request. According to the township's preliminary agenda, the board is expected to schedule a special meeting to decide when to meet in order to work on the ballot proposal language. You can join in by the meeting using a phone by calling 224-501-3412. That's 224-501-3412. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
When I grow up, I want to be a ballerina.
Because dancing makes me happy. I get to entertain people, and nothing makes me feel more like me.
PI, a defect of the immune system, affects millions of children. Early and accurate diagnosis and treatment give children like Olivia a chance to achieve their dreams.
It takes a great team to put on a show. It also takes a great team of caring people to keep a dream alive. And now my dreams are coming true.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. Huron County residents will be deciding on several millage requests in the coming months. During their county meeting today, commissioners approved asking voters to renew the older citizens' 0.2599 mill, to renew the veterans' millage of 0.0800, to renew 0.400 mills to fund central dispatch operations. Those requests will all be on the Tuesday, August 4th ballot. Commissioners also approved asking voters to approve two different millage requests during the Tuesday, November 3rd ballot. That request is for 0.0750 of a mill for 6 years to fund older citizen services, and a new request for 0.4000 for 6 years for a public safety millage. And another news for today. Nowadays, safety often has to come first, and Huron County commissioners have begun to realize this and took initial steps during their county meeting today in order to make the county building itself safer. They approved having the east and west entrances to the county building locked and closed to the general public. Only the Huron County staff will be able to use those entrances. During the discussion, it was also noted that only county employees are to use those entrances, and they are not to allow non-staff members to enter through them. If a non-staff person does try to get into the building with an employee, law enforcement will be called in order to handle the issue. The general public can enter the county building using the north and south doors. Those access changes were discussed, and a study was done on ways in order to make the county building more secure. Limiting access to the county building was brought up several months ago, and a study was done. Limiting access to the building was the first step. Limiting access was originally planned to begin in June, but has been decided that they will now start on May the 1st instead. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Tuesday, April the 14th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.